The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Starting the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, we're going to be dealing primarily with political issues here, with the exception of our next segment when we're getting back to finance. But right now we're starting out with Glenn Downs. This situation on the border has gotten to be something of a, I don't want to call it a joke because it's a very, very serious problem, but Glenn has brought up something that we would like him to share with listeners that some of you may not be aware of. Here's a quote. On January 29th, 2014, the federal government posted an ad on their BizOps website seeking escorts for unaccompanied illegal alien children. This is rather interesting, even more interesting, that it's not all over the mainstream media. Glenn, let's talk about this.
Well, thanks, Al. Well, of course, that's why you have said, and Corey has said over time, the alternative media is becoming more and more important in the day and age in which we're living. If you are somebody that's interested in trying to find out the truth, or at least the story behind the story, because what we're fed in terms of mainstream talking points is frequently just way off the mark, and an awful lot of things get left out, and this is one of them. People have speculated, you know, earlier that, hey, this flood of unaccompanied illegal minors coming over the border, it just happened all of a sudden, and of course we've had reports of Border Patrol agents being told they really can't do their job. Others that said if they are actual federal employees or contractors that have said, hey, very disturbed about what they're seeing, but if they're told if they report on it, or they talk, they'll lose their jobs or maybe even be prosecuted. We've seen members of the media having only very limited access to these facilities where these minors are being held in very controlled kind of a situation. Members of Congress being denied access as they've tried to go down and do some independent oversight. With all that as a background, it turns out that back in January, the federal government put out a request for information asking for contractors to comment on how they would provide escort service, people providing under contract to the United States government, providing escorts for unaccompanied, illegal, alien children aged infant to 17 years old. And the actual proposal itself indicates there will be approximately 65,000 unaccompanied alien children in total. Now, this was back in January, and here we are in July, and what they prognosticated, I guess you would put it, back in January is what's coming true now. And then later on in the RFI, a request for information, they specifically said, hey, initially this would be taking place in Texas as people came across the Mexican border. It's almost a declarative statement. And then said that then later the contractor would be required, or may be required, to provide transportation services for juveniles that are in the Department of Homeland Security custody across throughout the continental United States. And, of course, that's exactly what's happening right now. So if somebody who thinks, like, listen, I'm not trusting anybody in government's word for anything, just taking it there, I want to watch what they say, do, not what they say. If you look at what they did is they put this request for information from contractors out in January. Here we are 6 months later, and this sounds pretty much exactly like what we see going on right now, half a year later. The implications of that are very disturbing, and as such, I think most people don't want to get their minds around it, because that would indicate that this was either a known or a planned event. It was pre-known, and people were kept in the dark. They somehow knew that this was spontaneous thing was going to happen, or it's not so spontaneous. So that's very disturbing, but it's not something you're going to see reported on CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, or even a lot of people's favorite channel, Fox News. I haven't seen this on Fox News, but yet here it is. And people are welcome to, and they should, click right through to that government website, that federal government business opportunity website, and see for themselves and come to their own conclusions. They'll take my word for it, certainly. Come to your own conclusion, do your own homework.
Glenn, I find this RFI document fascinating because when you sent it to us, it clearly does show that this was in the works in the end of January, and it leads me to believe that this was in the works way before then. My question to you, actually a two-part question, and I think the first part will be very difficult to answer, is do you have any idea of when this plan was actually thought up and when the brainchild kind of came up with this? Because it seems like it had to be a while ago. And second, how did the message get down to some of these other countries, including Mexico and wherever else all these immigrants are coming in from, to say, hey, guys, come across the border now because we have transportation for you?
Well, I can't answer the first part. You know, you're trying to get into it becomes just pure speculation, and I don't really want to do that because, I mean, my speculation is no more valid than anybody else just because I happen to be in Washington, D.C. But I do know that there are multiple incredible reports that when the exodus really began in earnest from Central America, some are coming from Mexico apparently, but most of these are coming from Central America transiting through Mexico up to the border, and that there are multiple incredible reports that there were newspaper stories placed throughout Central America indicating that childhood amnesty was on its way, and if you could get your kid over the border, you could get over, you could stay. And of course, people know about chain migration. Once one person gets in, gets regularized, gets a green card, then our country, unlike, you know, other countries take in people who largely meet some kind of criterion that they believe is in their country's economic, well, best interest. Here we have family-based chain migration. So that word was put, whether it was put out or whatever, I don't think anybody said, you get up here and just so happens there's arrangements have been made to transport them throughout the country. I think the word that was put out in Central America was, if you got here, if you could get your kid over the border, your unaccompanied minor, which could be a 17-year-old that looks pretty, doesn't look like a kid in most people's eyes, you can get them over the border, they can stay. So, you know, who was all behind this and what was the thinking? You know, we obviously had Mr. Obama has said, all I know is, well, we do know from what Mr. Obama had said was that he made a conscious decision that he was going to, use his pen and his telephone and just ignore laws that he didn't think were just and kind of create laws where he thought he asserted that he had the authority. And we're in a situation where somebody's not going to faithfully execute the laws of the land or just assert that they have the authority to do something that the black letter of the law doesn't indicate that they have the authority to do. Then you're relying on the Justice Department to prosecute somebody or to, but of course the Justice Department is Mr. Eric Holder, and Mr. Holder does not have a great history of upholding laws that he doesn't like either. So it's a heck of a situation. Mr. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, I guess is talking about contemplating a lawsuit to try to go to the court to get the court to enforce what they believe to be presidential overreach. In the past, the courts have not been very favorable when Congress has made these kinds of pleas, but they may have some construction that's different and new the court may be willing to consider. But in the past, what the courts have done is that Congress has got plenty of power to stand up for its own rights. You just need to use it. And the problem is there's a political calculation. Principally, it's the power of the purse. That's the principal power that Congress can exercise. But there's been a political calculation made not to do that because that might mean showdowns, potential government shutdowns, potential political blame. And Republicans believe that they are on the way to maintaining their House majority and possibly gaining the Senate majority. So they really don't want to have much in the way of showdowns. They're trying to get the courts do what they themselves don't want to do. The rule of law is not looking good right now.
Absolutely amazing. Glenn, appreciate your input. $1 million question. What do you guys think of it?
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history that is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Now Al and I are shifting focus, focusing back on the gold market. More specifically, a story that popped up out of India earlier this week. Therefore, we are joined right now by a guest who is starting to become a regular guest on the show, Jayant Bhandari. Jayant, you sent me an article that I posted. The article originated in Reuters, and it deals specifically with a new plan by the Reserve Bank of India to swap its old gold in its own vaults for what they claim to be a pure metal abroad. But when you read deeper into this article, the plan here is for India to send their gold over to London and have it be exchanged, not necessarily for gold, and then be stored and kept at the Reserve Bank of India's account in London. Giant, this seems like a very backwards way of dealing with India's gold holdings right now. Can you go more in depth into what this story might mean?
Well, you have explained it very well, Corey. The situation is that the market has accepted the news coming out of Reserve Bank of India as a very innovative way to manage the foreign exchange, foreign reserves of the country. But what they are basically doing is to sell the gold that the Federal Bank of India owns in the Indian market and then buy either bullion in London or buy futures of gold in London. But I see many problems here. Firstly, India will lose sovereignty over its gold, which is very ironical given that the current government is a very nationalistic government. And no one seems to be opposing the fact that India has is moving towards losing sovereignty over its gold. And they have packaged the news in a very nice way. They are saying they want to get rid of impurities that they have in the gold there. They want to cater to the Indian demand. And it just places India in a good position to deal with its foreign exchange regime. But the reality is that gold should not be used for forex management purposes anyway. Gold is for the purpose of backing the Indian rupee. It should stay within the country to back Indian rupee, not to manage the foreign currency regime.
Jayan, what really confuses me on this is that India is holding right now its own gold, but now it's sending it away. And we've seen recently in the last year or two, Germany try to get their gold back from the Fed, and that didn't go very well for them. So why would India think that this is okay to now ship out all their gold?
So in 1991, India faced a foreign currency crisis. No one accepted India's word when anyone wanted to offer loan. So India had to fly its gold to London to get credit from IMF. That became a very humiliating exercise for India. And I think by packaging the news the way they are packaging, they're positioning themselves to avoid the humiliation when a similar situation arises in the future sometime.
John, do you think this is going to hurt the Indian currency, or do you think that it will even have an effect on the gold market?
I don't think it will have much effect on the Indian currency. It might, in the short term, affect the gold market, because if they just sell the gold, physical gold, into the country, they will reduce import into the country. And if they don't buy the same amount of gold in London in physical form, they might increase the supply for the short term. But that can only be a short term problem, not a long-term one, particularly if Indian Federal Bank actually intends to buy back this gold eventually.
Giant, have we seen any other countries do or take any similar actions to this?
Well, I mean, you should not be losing sovereignty over your gold anyway. I think I'm not nationalistic at all, and I don't believe in the concept, such concepts. But if you are a nation, you should not be losing sovereignty over your gold. To me, it's extremely humiliating to a nationalist. I don't know of any other country who has done something similar.
You got to admit, it's an interesting situation geopolitically on a worldwide basis, what's going on right now. I quite frankly don't understand what India is doing, Jayant. I was always under the impression that the biggest driver for the demand for gold in India was the individual. Am I way off base on that one?
So Indian government owns a total of about 500 tons of gold. Indian individuals consume about 1,000 tons of gold. So the real consumer of gold in India is the individual, not the federal bank. But federal bank can create problems in the short term by doing what they are doing, not only in terms of the gold market, which is a minor issue, but in just losing the sovereignty of its gold by doing this.
I want to ask you one question, and that is, in terms of the gold market in general, I, along with Corey, along with all of our listeners, really believe that in the long term, you're going to see some significant appreciation in the price of gold. I personally believe that that significant appreciation is going to come from geopolitical reasons. I think situations like what happened in the Ukraine and what continues to happen in the Ukraine, situations like what's happening on the southern borders of the United States, and, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. I personally believe that all of this bodes well for gold in the long term. You're an expert. What do you think?
I don't claim to be an expert in gold. I do equity analysis using the spot price of gold. But thinking whatever I have thought about gold and hard money, I think you are fairly accurate, except that I see gold as an insurance. So I don't try to project a price of gold in the future. And my reason is that countries like India, where the economy is still cash-based, it is possible for gold to go to a very high level. In Western economies, where governments have a very high level of control over everything that you do, they can freeze your accounts, they can freeze your stock holdings, they can pretty much freeze everything with a flip of a switch. And in a situation like that, they might be able to control the price of gold if they want to. So I don't try to project the price of gold, but in rupee term, I'm very optimistic, and I tell my people in India to buy more gold. I don't know if I would say exactly the same thing with that kind of enthusiasm in North America.
Giant, I appreciate you bringing this story to our attention. Really didn't see anything about it until you sent it to me. It really hasn't been picked up by the mainstream media. But that being said, we don't know all the details. However, it is just fascinating to me that India is doing almost the opposite of what a lot of other countries out there is doing. Instead of accumulating and keeping their gold inside their borders, they're shipping it out. As I said, we don't know how much of their total holdings they are shipping out, but this is definitely, I don't think, a move in the right direction. Everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back with our expert panel chatting the markets and gold.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866 404 800-284-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We are here to wrap up the show. Final two segments of Corey's and my weekend show is going to be devoted to our expert panel. We have a new member, James Anderson. James has been involved in the resource industry almost for your entire career, if I'm not mistaken. I met James a number of years ago. I now am a shareholder in a company that he is the president of, and they are also sponsored, by the way, on our website. Interest of full disclosure, company is called New Legacy Gold. James is joining us along with, I'm not just going to flippantly say Doc anymore, Dr. Richard Postma, regular guest on our program, comes on every day. Chris Temple, national investor fame. Chris is also on the show virtually every day. Rick Ackerman, the consummate liberal, he's on our show every single day. We've got a great panel here, and I'm looking forward to discussing some issues with them. We're going to start out with discussing government intervention, as most recently, you see it every single day in our lives, but I think the most high-profile case recently is the fact that Patty Murray from Washington State is now introducing fast-track legislation to ensure that every single employer provides contraception, birth control, same word there, isn't it, et cetera, to every single employee. I think this is a huge intrusion. James, you're the new kid on the block. Let's start out with you. What do you think about that, bud?
Well, I think that it's just another example of government intervention into the marketplace. And I think if one can separate for a second whether you think this is a good idea or a bad idea, let's assume for a second that every bit of government intervention starts with a good idea. Okay, that's great. But to try to implement all of these thousands and thousands and thousands of good ideas, it can't be done. And in an attempt to get it done, the government has become, at all levels of government, have become massively too large, and it takes away from the ability of a small business enterprise to to actually try and do their business because they're so busy trying to comply with all of these regulations, most of which don't even have anything to do with their actual business. And the contraception rule that you're talking about is an excellent example of this.
James, you're entirely right that this handcuffs small businesses. It makes the barriers of entry for any small business much higher to follow all these regulations and rules that the government puts in place. And quite frankly, the more rules the government puts in place, the bigger government needs to be to make sure that they monitor and actually enforce these rules when companies are breaking them. Doc, we call you Doc for a reason, and that is because you are a physician. Does this hold any validity to you as to this policy? And then also, we know that you run your own business. How would this affect you?
Yeah, it doesn't affect me anymore, Corey, since my personal business is part-time now, and I don't have to deal with this. I helped start another small business about 8-9 years ago, and we currently have approximately, I would say, counting part-time employees and full-time employees, about 40 employees. So it's going to be another cost for us. And in fact, like many other small businesses, we're getting to the point where we're going to have to look at health care for our employees. And we've started to talk about that because we're starting to get to that inflection point for ourselves. So a lot of these big corporations don't mind this because to their economies of scale, they can handle this sort of thing. But for a growing small business, we have a lot of trouble meeting all these costs. And the larger businesses know it. So they often don't have a problem with it because they know it's going to limit competition for them. So it is a problem, Corey.
That's the real sad thing to me, Doc, is that America was founded on the dream that you can come to the U.S. and start your own business and really make something of yourself. And we talk about these job numbers time and time again that people aren't getting high-paying jobs. And you know what? A good way to get a high-paying job and to advance yourself is to start your own company and build something within the country. Everybody benefits then. But the more laws that are in place handcuff the people, and then they just have to go work for these big companies that, you just don't make what you really could if you do have that initiative and that entrepreneurship. Chris, I know you have comments on this.
Well, Corey, in my view, I'm a little cynical about this. The Supreme Court has long since turned itself into a parlor game. We look at that Hobby Lobby decision recently. It was a tortured decision. Decided on a very narrow point of law for a very narrow demographic group of companies that in the end registers the thing almost meaningless. And to me, it's evidence of a much larger thing that we have to deal with in our society, and that is the government has intruded in so many ways into different parts of our life. In one way it's a sideshow, but another one, I think sometimes it becomes the show. I mean, there's a lot of things that we should be worrying about as a nation more fundamentally, the health, long-term health of our economy, of our currency, of our what's left of our middle class. And we end up with these circus acts almost, that whether it's the Supreme Court or something else. I mean, government has become big in all the wrong ways, and in a couple areas where largely it should be more involved, for instance, protecting our borders, it does relatively little. I mean, it's almost like they're making these mistakes on purpose.
Yeah, it's almost like they're making these mistakes on purpose. I think there is a part for government to an extent in our lives. I mean, I'll give you an example. I think one of the downfalls of the U.S. economy was when Glass-Steagall was reversed by President Clinton. I think that was a terrible thing to do. There's no way that commercial banks should be in the investment business. But, another mistake on the part of government. Rick, any comments on that one?
Glass-Steagall is a whole thing in itself, but I did have an interesting idea pop up in my forum today. The idea that I think there's really a seething anger in America, and if I'm not mistaken, it's all going to spill out in the November election. You could never tell that reading the mainstream news media. It's like Hillary's got a lock on the nomination already, and all that. But I think the mood of America is very different from what the impression you would get reading the New York Times and the LA Times. And I think we're going to see it in the elections. But this suggestion in the forum was simply the idea that the governors are so fed up at this point that they should be willing to convene a constitutional convention to really set things right. And as the author of this comment put it, to put the fear of the Lord in the District of Criminals, Washington, D.C. This particular poster was a little bit despairing of the possibility that governors like Jan Brewer and Rick Perry, who were always talking about how much they hate Washington, if they really did, and if they were serious, they would convene a constitutional convention to come back to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So I think that this Obama administration has taken ineptitude, incompetence and intrusiveness to such an extreme that we're really going to start to get some sort of pushback. And I would say if I'm going to be hopeful about anything at all, it would be the idea that we could get back to basics with the Constitutional Caucus. So that's really my best hope at this point.
You know, unfortunately, we can't really start to discuss this at length because we've only got about 25 seconds here left in this particular segment, and then our stations need to take their commercial breaks. But I will say this: I would like to get your opinions on this in the next segment. I think we're approaching a very critical time. I am sensing, based on conversations that all of us have certainly had, most recently, Doc, the conversation that you and I and Corey had about this morning. The tide may very well be changing in the United States. I hope that it is, because our country as it exists will cease to exist. Or, I'm sorry, our country as it is today is not the great country that it was in the past. So we'll see what happens. Hey, stick around, you guys. We're going to be right back.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. information. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariluHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the show with our expert panel. We've got James Anderson, Dr. Richard Postma, Rick Ackerman, and Chris Temple. You know, Rick, you brought out in the last segment that you were saying that I believe we're going to see a shift philosophically in the political arena in the United States. I'm not quite as optimistic as you are on that. Right now, the liberals clearly are running the country, and what Rick is suggesting is that people are going to see the fallacy of that but by the mistakes that they're making, and they're making huge mistakes. I think everybody would admit it. Consequently, we will see a change in his opinion in the upcoming elections, 14 this year and then in 16. Doc, what do you think? Is that going to happen?
Well, I think one of the reasons we're seeing the problem on the border is individuals could say, okay, Obama's manufacturing this to get the Latinos out to vote in the fall. I have a feeling it may create a backlash he doesn't anticipate, because if you look at what some of the African Americans are starting to say about this whole thing, there's a number of them very unhappy because they're already, their unemployment rate is supposedly twice what the unemployment rate that they give us of 6.1%. And I'll bet it's a lot more than that. It's also the fact that they feel that Obama really hasn't done much for them over the last 6 years. And as one mother said, my kids are almost going hungry, and now they're bringing in more people to feed and to shelter, and where are we going to get this money? And I think they're starting to find out that this isn't going to be a good thing for their own culture, and that it's going to take resources that they feel should be directed toward them. And so it may create a problem with a constituency that has always fallen over backwards to support the Democratic Party. This could end up a lot differently than the White House may think it will in the future.
Guys, I think it would be good if we did see a shift in political perception towards some different parties and getting people more on board with what could actually work for this country. The only issue I have is that, yes, we have the Democrats and the Republicans, but I don't think they're all that different fundamentally or when they actually get into office. Chris, what do you think?
You took the words right out of my mouth. The late George Wallace put it best and simplest. There's not a dime's worth of difference between Republicans and the Democrats. There's a carnival atmosphere almost, this scripted left versus right debate that both the establishment media and the government itself in many cases give us to make us think that when you're a Democrat voting against, you know, the other party, it's a legitimate alternative. Let me give you one example. The Supreme Court, again, a parlor game recently, they shot down Obama on this whole business of recess appointments. If you look at the number of resource appointments that Barack Obama has made during his administration, they are a fraction of what were made by the king of all recess appointments, Ronald Reagan, and not even close to George W. Bush. So, I mean, this is silliness. The sad thing is the average American is starting to get some inkling that they're being screwed by both parties who are both controlled by the same people. The problem is the average American is little equipped to do a whole heck of a lot about it, which is why my attitude for a long time has been, number one, like I wrote on our blog a while back, this country needs an enema, to quote Jack Nicholson when he played the Joker in an old Batman movie. And also, forget the ballot box. I really believe that. Jay Taylor is fond of saying, don't vote, you only encourage the bastards. What you should be doing is looking to your own house, to your own church, to your own community, and start to take back one part of your life at a time from the corporations and the banks and the other ne'er-do-wells that really run the show, so that when they finally succeed in running this whole thing into the ground, you can live and you can exist and you can even be prosperous in your local area.
We have two Canadians on the panel here. One is my esteemed co-host, Corey, and then James Anderson. James, you're a pretty politically astute guy, I have to say. And, I mean, do you think we may have a shift in the opinions down here and a shift in direction politically? I don't know. Everybody seems to hope that'll happen. I'm questioning it, though.
I guess we can all hope that it would happen, but I certainly don't see anything on the horizon. I don't see any evidence of that whatsoever. To comment on a couple of things that have been said here already, Al, I think you said that the Liberals were running the country. From my vantage point here in Vancouver, I don't really see that at all. What I see is that the bureaucrats of every political stripe are running the country. And there are just as many radical conservatives, Republicans, as there are Liberals, Democrats. There's, you know, just as much vehemence on both sides of the aisle. You know, when George Wallace made that comment that there wasn't any difference between Democrats and Republicans, he was as correct then as he is correct now. But the difference between his time and today is that back then you could have Democrats and Republicans go to a party together and they could shake hands and they could discuss a topic and disagree, vote against each other, but respect each other's opinions. Today, you don't see any of that. It's yelling and screaming across the aisle. The level of discord in the media is absurd. I mean, how anybody can watch the spokespeople from the Democratic and Republican parties get on national television and rant and rave at one another without actually saying anything to do with policy? It's an unbelievable state of affairs that the United States of America finds itself in. Unfortunately, no, I don't see very much change on the horizon. One of the other reasons that I don't see very much change is that the welfare state that America has become, it's crossed a threshold here where there's actually vastly more people getting money from the government than pay into it. And there's been a lot of, you know, philosophical talk over hundreds of years that says once you attain that, it's very, very difficult to turn back from it, because in a democracy, because the people who are receiving the dole from the governments, they're never going to vote it down. And that's the situation that the United States finds itself in.
So, Rick, barring any white knight that can somehow come into the political system and bring everybody together and sort out everything, are we just going to continue to see the slow demise of the U.S. economy that will have to be shortly followed by a collapse in the markets?
Well, the economy, I think, is something different. It's really apart from politics. And, you know, if Clinton gets credit for great times, it's only because he lucked into the job at the right time in the cycle. I would agree with the statement there's not a dime's worth of difference between Democrats and Republicans as far as how the economy goes and even how it's run, for that matter. Even in a crisis where bailouts are required, the same solutions would come from either party. What James said, I absolutely agree, you know, that there's a tipping point when you've got 51% of the voters on the dole, which you surely do. They're receiving federal benefits in one way or another. Then the game is lost. And although I had made up my mind that that would be the case if Obama won re-election in 2012, I think that he screwed up so badly that it actually gives the forces of fairness and of, you know, laissez-faire capitalism, it gives us a chance to come back because he's alienated so even some of his base. And so I think there's a possibility to come back here from the dead, and I do see a dime's worth of difference between Democrats and Republicans, and even if I characterize it as a lesser of two evils thing, speaking of the Republicans, if we had Republicans in office, we would not have added two left-wingers to the Supreme Court, and that's where government really makes a difference. You know, the administration can put people in the Supreme Court, and the things that they decide trickle down to the regulatory level where we're all having our lives regulated to death. The Bush tax cuts would have been retained if we still had a Republican in office. Common Core, which is being rejected by a number of states, would not be so far along. But I do think we have the beginnings of a revolt here. It's coming, at number one, out of the worst bill ever legislated, Obamacare, but also we're getting additional pressure on the immigration side. And I think this could really push the governors to act, I hope, in the direction of a constitutional convention. But I think we're going to see an amazing reaction. I think the voters are just short of rioting at this point, and I think we're going to see that happen. It's not a question of six seats in the Senate. That's no longer the calculus the Republicans are using. It's a question of whether, you know, any one of a dozen incumbent Democrats can hold on to their Senate seats. So I'm looking for a revolution to the extent that we can have it at all in November.
Ladies and gentlemen, hope you've enjoyed the show this week. We are on a mission. We don't think the country is going the right way, as I'm sure you can tell, certainly by the second hour of this particular program. We need some change. What do you guys think?
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.